Good Friday morning to you. This is Brad Schmidt in K-High Studios. I have, with great pleasure, I'm going to introduce Dave Naves from the Web in Plain English show. Dave, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well, Brad. How are you?
Good, and I finally got your music to play with your show, so we're going to go ahead and get your theme music going.
I'm a big Jamiroquai fan. If anybody's interested, the reason I have this music playing in the background is because it's very nerdy, and this is the music that was played on Napoleon Dynamite when he Burry danced to it.
That makes total sense.
It's also one of my favorite bands in the world. So, today, I thought what we'd talk about, like I often talk about, is Google. Most specifically, I wanted to talk about advanced searching techniques on Google. Most people out in the world simply don't know that it's far more than popping in a couple keywords and getting the results that you want immediately. There's so much more behind it that you can find it and filter it and massage it and weed out a lot of results that you might not want. So I was going to go break that down step by step today with all the massive, simplistic, but yet just massive numbers of things that you can do to simplify your search and get down to exactly what you really want. I really feel strongly about using Google as a tool for business and not just, you know, for personal use, but really this will apply to everyone today. Normally I talk specifically to business owners about how to get found on Google, but this is kind of coming from a different angle about how to really find the exact search results that you want. So I'm just going to dive right in. Let me explain just a little bit here about when you're searching on Google, you're not really searching live data. When you search Google, you are searching indexed information, right? So think of it as kind of a Polaroid, as Google continually takes snapshots of everything it can find on the web. Okay, so you're searching through a database of websites that Google has indexed, and they continually do it, but it's not necessarily live information. It's just they go and knock on every door of every website that they can find, with every link, with every sentence, every little thing they can find, every word. They index it through these, they call them bots or spiders. They just come and index every website, which brings me to why it's important. If you do have a website, specifically if you're in business, it is important that you make it as easy as possible for Google to understand what your website's about. And that's what my company does, search engine optimization. We're big proponents of that, and we're good at it, but it takes a lot of work. But equally as important on your website is not just to optimize what you have, but is to make sure that you give phenomenal content. If it's not phenomenal content, don't think that optimizing it is going to get you found any easier, because Google continually, for anybody who's in the business, Google continually updates their algorithms to weed out the crappy stuff, right? They're not interested in delivering their customers crummy content. So it's important that it's 50-50 when it comes to content. You better have awesome content on your site if you're thinking about ranking on Google. And then, in addition to that, yes, you definitely want to optimize that. And there are techniques that you can do to get to make Google understand exactly what that each and every single page on your website is about. So this today's show is about, again, using kind of getting to know Google and all the little bells and whistles you might not even know are there. So I'll just dive right in. You can search. If you ever notice at the top of every Google search page, there's a little sub menu underneath. So you do your search, and then it'll immediately show you how many results. It's light gray, but it'll show you, 50,000 results, or maybe 10 billion results of your specific, whatever those specific key phrases are. Right under that, there is a little sub menu where it will immediately allow you to filter the results: news, images, shopping, videos, there's quite a few there, and it has also a little more pull down button. Very simple, but you can weed out your information right there. One thing that you might not know is there is something called search tools, and there is a button off to the right called search tools, and you can immediately further define how you want that searched. You can break down the time from the past hour, 24 hours, a week, a month, a year, or you can do a custom date range. So if you, for example, are looking for the latest and greatest news, you have a news show, right? Well, the first little pull down says, you know, if I were you, I would pull it to past hour. So I would be getting bleeding edge news, right? You can sort it by relevance or date. You can search you can search all results, or you can search verbatim, right? The exact search that you've put into the search bar. And then there's to the right of that, there's a little something called clear, and you can clear it all and start over again. But it really allows you to just specific, and this is on mobile and on desktop searches, really allows you to just whittle down your search to exactly what you want. Again, it's a time saver, and you can keep it there. So, and it's literally an infinite number of combinations you can create for yourself to find that information, whatever's important to you. Let's go right into here. You'll also notice Google makes all of its money, $60 billion a year, on their advertising. So typically you'll see top four results now. There's nothing on the right. They took out all of this the advertising on the right. So it's top and bottom. So you'll see a few advertisements on the top and a few advertisements on the bottom. That was a big change. Just happened a couple weeks ago.
What is the purpose of I don't understand why not on the right, top, bottom, what?
Well, that was up to Google. They made a major change. It used to be that you'd have, you know, for people that don't ever want to deal with trying to rank their site, they just throw money at Google and hope they get their advertisement found. But as I say, that will get you in the lowest 4th percentile.
Okay.
But they decided that their users, I guess, were complaining about too much information off to the right, so they wanted it cleaner. And now they've actually found that the bottom of the page has become very popular. Right, of advertisements, believe it or not. You would think the top is the most important. But 96% of people, their users, they know that don't even want to see the advertisements, right? They want to see what we call organic results. That's a different show. I'll go over that. Let me just jump into here. Some of this stuff, did you ever notice the little button that says, do you feel lucky, or are you feeling lucky?
I have, but I'm not sure that I feel lucky too often.
What that is, all that is, it's Google will send you straight to the web page that it thinks it's most relevant based on your search. So essentially, it's the first search result, the first organic search result. Often it's Wikipedia if you're looking up specific, something or other.
So they're just trying to avoid a lengthy search for you and save you time.
Right. They constantly are updating those algorithms, trying to figure out what you really want. They can find out if it's a local search, if it's about shopping, if it's about a video, if it's about a research paper. They really want to know. And as you start, as we call it, the long tail of the dinosaur, you go from generic searches all the way down to the teeny end of the dinosaur tail, where you start whittling down. If you're looking for shoes, you're going to start choosing color and size and brand, all that stuff. And that's called the long tail of SEO, or search engine optimization. Did you know you can search for file types?
No.
Okay. You can use what's called operators. Operators are little words you can use in there that will allow you to immediately tell Google, I want to find, say, a PDF on this specific, or I want to find an Excel file. So you would type in the operator file type, F-I-L-E-T-Y-P-E, colon, no space, and then, you know, so you type in your word, you know, keyword, file type, colon, and then say .xls. You can find an Excel spreadsheet. So you weed out, instead of trying to scroll through pages hoping to find an Excel spreadsheet, boom, you've just whittled out all of them. You do that with any type of file types. Let's see, moving on, there's lots of include words, another operator. You can use the word and. So if you want to find this and that.
Really?
Right, so peanut butter and jelly, right? You would weed out tons of other search results and would only find those. And you can type in, let's see, the tilde. The tilde is a really great, you know, the tilde, the little squiggly line way up in the top left of your keyboard?
Right.
It's above the tab key. That's so you shift and hold that key down to the tilde. That will allow push Google to find synonyms. So if you're trying to find a specific key phrase, Google is smart enough to know in its massive database, you put the tilde search right next to your word. So you type in, say, tilde big, and it will also find some words like large, right?
So maybe if you can't think of a word, but you kind of know basically what it might be, but you can't really put your finger on it.
Exactly.
You hit tilde.
Tilde is a great search. It's just a great, it finds similar words. You can use the word or. I want to find this or that. Hmm. You can use parentheses, right? Meaning quote. I want this exact phrase, right? That's I want to find peanut butter and jelly. Nothing else. I don't want to find anything but just about peanut butter. I don't want to find out about jelly. I don't want to find butter. I want peanut butter and jelly. So it will, again, it's an immediate filter for right from the get-go. So it's a very handy to be able just to remember a few of these. So, I mean, when you're searching for things, most people are in a big hurry in this day and age. You want to find what you want to find, and you want to get in and get out, and you're on your way. Well, Google understands this, and it wants to help you.
Well, I mean, if your news show starts at 6 a.m., come on.
Exactly. You can use the asterisk as a wild card, right? So if you want to search for live a life, Google will... It will be just a wild card, meaning anything else within that search, right? Wild card means, you know, throw it out there, everything. So that's another great little tip there. You can find old pages. Say, for example, you knew a site was there, but it's not currently in your newest and latest search. You can type in the word cache, C-A-C-H-E, followed by the URL, the pages that you're trying to find. Google will save a cache of old sites for you. And that, by the way, another, if you ever find a website or your website has been taken offline, here's a tip for you. Use archive.org. It's a great website. I had to do it the other day for a customer that forgot to pay his hosting bill. Website went offline and all of his old stuff was gone. Archive.org will take snapshots of websites. Wow. This is off topic, but since we mentioned cache, it will keep all old sites for you. Just for free. It's a free little service out there. Let's see. You know that Google can just do simple mathematical calculations online. You can just type in the search bar. You don't even need to go to Google. You just type it in the, if you're using, especially Chrome, the, what do they call it? The everything bar. I forget what they call it. You can just type in,
you know, the search bar, you just right. put in, just type six in, times six.
Right. Exactly. And it will come up, do mathematical calculations. You can even convert things. There's tons of things.
Oh,
you
can that's a good one.
Conversion. You can just translate. Hi, I'm Dave. Spanish, English.
Really?
Boom, absolutely. You can here's one that I use often. You know, a lot of folks, especially when you go shopping, you go to the website and you try to start finding stuff. Well, you know what? Google has already found everything that store offers. So what you can do in the Google search bar is type in, say you're searching for shoes, right? Manolo blue size 7, you know, blah blah blah. Then you type the word site colon Zappos.com. Boom. Google will only show you results from Zappos based on that exact search. So you're whittling out all the other stores. Or say you're searching for, you know, flamethrower site, Amazon.com. If you know you only want to shop at Amazon, well, then you're not going to search the entire web for everything else. So if you have your favorite store, you can use the search for that specific URL. You can do domains only. Domain is a domain name. I'm going to whittle through here because I'm running out of time always. You can do domains only. So if you only want to find government sites, for example, do your search and then type in site.gov, and it'll only show you results from government sites, you know, with the suffix, with the extension .gov. Let me jam as fast as I can here. I think I've covered a lot of it.
I have a quick question.
Sure.
So what is the main, because when I love Google, I've always used Google, but what's another search site that people use, another popular one?
Maybe Bing.
Yeah, Bing.
Yeah.
So that comes up on my work computer, and it just doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah.
What's the big difference? Why does Bing not make any, like, why can't I ever find stuff with Bing?
That's a good question. Because Microsoft sucks.
Okay.
No, because Google for years has been whittling away at Microsoft and disseminating their, okay. You know, just killing them.
I gotcha.
They, because they care the most about search. So leave you with a thought. Save time with advanced search using Google techniques. Next week, how to make money using Amazon Associates. Find me on DaveWorks.net.
You're listening to the voice of the Foothills, AM 950, KAHI, Auburn, and online at khi.com.